I have no headphones this morning, so when I talk in the radio station, the speakers are mollified, and I normally wear headphones to hear. Well, the headphone app is obviously not working this morning. We have our engineer coming in, so that means every time I speak to somebody like Pat or Mike on the phone, I have to shut my microphone off to hear them. So as I was explaining before, Pat didn't hear this. We have no headphones in the studio this morning, so when I speak, the microphone mutes the speakers, so there's no feedback. So Pat, and that feed goes to the Skype feed, so you could hear it. So that's why you didn't hear anything, but you can hear now, and I have to shut off my mic to hear you. So how are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine, a lot better than you are.
Well, it's a Friday, and why not just totally lose? You know, it's kind of like flying an airplane, and all of a sudden, you can't see your instruments.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
So, Mike Cossey got over a foot of snow in New Jersey in that storm, and I proudly told him we got nada.
That's right. And out on Long Island, Patchogue, which is near Islip, that's in central Suffolk County, Long Island, 20 inches. So they got the Golden Snow Shovel Award, but a lot of places got up to a foot of snow from northern New Jersey, northern central New Jersey, eastward across Long Island. You know, I got here yesterday about 9 inches. I would say, looking out there today, 2. That's how much melted yesterday. In fact, when I looked out this window yesterday morning, my neighbor's house across the street was completely, completely covered in snow. There was a good 4 inches on her roof and the trees and everything. And I see her brown shingles on her roof this morning. There was no snow on there, hardly any snow on her lawn. So at this time of the year, that's what happens to snow. And we'll have some snow showers around the day, and again tomorrow, and again Sunday morning. So it's not going to be any kind of a storm, just, you know, a little bit unsettled. Mid-40s today, 30 tonight, low 40s Saturday, 40 Sunday, back to the 40s on Monday with sun. And as we get into next week, at least into the middle part of next week, 50s will be common. I think next week, looking ahead to next week, Friday is going to turn out to be rainy, not snowy, rainy. And that would be the next event for us.
It was so nice out yesterday, Pat.
How nice was it?
I was wearing my cutoff sweatpants shorts because I was vacuuming and cleaning the house. The mail came, and in a short sleeve Bernie Sanders T-shirt, and in my cutoff sweatpants to the knees, I walked out to the mailbox and got the mail. And Pat, it was beautiful.
Yeah. Well, again, I guess your temperatures yesterday were also in the 40s. Everybody's in the 40s, and at this time of the year, 40s and in the March sun feels very, very nice.
Well, there was no wind, and it was 47 at my house when I did that. And you know what? It felt warm for the first time this March.
Yep. And think about how it's going to feel next week when we're in the 50s.
I might go to the beach.
Well, I don't know about that, but I certainly think your trip to New York City next Tuesday is going to be very nice.
It'll be a lot nicer than this past Tuesday because it was cold and windy in New York City when
we
went down this Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'm kind of glad, you know, that I don't see much in the way of any problems for us, at least through next Friday. Then we'll worry about Easter Sunday next week.
Well, Easter Sunday is a week from Sunday, right?
Right.
Right. Wow. Is it early or late this year?
It's early.
That's what I thought.
It's early. Easter Sunday falls on April 1st, April Fool's Day.
Only this year that's appropriate.
Yeah, I totally have to agree with that. And time is marching on and it just keeps going. So
now I hear you've applied to the White House to become the chief meteorologist. They're going to replace their meteorologist.
Do they have a meteorologist?
Well, if they did, he's probably been fired. He or she's probably been fired.
Yeah, I mean, really, I would assume that the National Weather Service in Washington D.C. is their you know, meteorologist.
And you remember that he wanted to cut back on all the satellites they used.
Yeah.
I got a movie recommendation for you.
Okay.
Amazon, Valerian.
Really?
Valerian. It's a adaptation of a graphic novel, and they do a great job with it. It's fun to watch, and I think you'd enjoy it.
It is about?
It's about two young people traveling in space, working for the government. They have to go get a they have to recover something from a world that was destroyed. It's complete fantasy, but Pat, it really is a lot of fun and has a lot of action into it, and it's not gory or anything like that.
Do you like
fun space movies?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We don't do many of those, but you have to remember that one of our guys wrote a script this year, a comedy western. I have yet to read it, and we may be doing that. But I will keep Valerian in the back of. I've heard of that.
I want you to watch it. I don't want you to do it. I want you to watch it. I think you'll have a good hour and 45 minutes watching it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can get a lot of good movies on Amazon. I still have to watch the other one you recommended.
Well, you know, I don't watch much TV because I don't want to see what's going on in the world. I'd much rather be like an ostrich with my head in the sand. So instead of doing that, I'm an ostrich with my head watching movies all the time.
You know, Marshall, you probably have the right idea because I don't watch the news. I really don't. I don't watch the news at all. Sometimes in the evening, I will turn on ABC Network News at 6:30 p.m. Because I do like their presentation, but I haven't watched it in quite a while because usually the lead story has got something to do with our president.
It's just I just can't take it anymore. You know, like yesterday after I finished one movie, the TV pops on, and this is no lie. I see the Dow is down 700 points, and I just turned off the TV real quick.
Yeah. Am I not, let me see, when he, talking about the president, did he not, what was the name of his show? I can't think of the show. What was the TV show he had?
The Apprentice.
The Apprentice. I mean, is that what he's doing? Is he bringing that to the White House, you know? I mean, it seems to me like, you know, the main goal of that show was to see who he was going to fire.
Well, he's doing a good job at doing that.
Well, you know, I remember him saying in his campaign speech that he was going to get rid of almost the entire you know, staff.
Well, he said we need to wipe
everybody out and get all new people, so maybe that's what he's doing.
All right. Now, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend and a restful weekend because you can rest up after last weekend's getting ready for this week's big storm. And I want you to relax, take in some movies, and watch your neighbor's snow melt.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. And I'm sure hoping that you get a chance to watch our movie so we can get a review on you come Monday.
I'm going to insert it in the DVD player
but
in the bedroom
that it's in the bedroom
and see if I can do it later on this afternoon.
Right, but don't fall asleep.
Oh, I'm destined to doze off at least once during the movie. All right, Pat, have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye, Sean.
Bye-bye, Pat. Pat Pagano and the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.